degrees and cloudy in Nashville. We got about a 50% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Otherwise, though, it should be a mostly sunny day with a high in the mid-90s and the heat index staying up above 100 again. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Toll lanes on Interstate 24 have been the topic of discussion during Tennessee Department of Transportation's open house meetings this week. The privately funded project aims to add two so-called choice lanes in both directions between Nashville and Murfreesboro. Drivers could pay to use them, and the price would fluctuate depending on how bad the traffic is. Nashville State Representative John Ray Clemens opposes the project. He asked the state comptroller to investigate the procurement process. Just months before, the state granted a 50-year contract worth nearly $10 billion, TDOT's chief of staff left to work for the winning company.
There's really no explanation for toll lanes. If you're not going to solve traffic congestion, all you're doing is putting more money in the pockets of billionaires and taking it out of the bank accounts of working families in Tennessee and without solving a problem. I mean, when there's other options.
Clemens favors mass transit, but if not that, he opposes privatization. On our midday show, This is Nashville, he called to suspend the state's pay-as-you-go policy for construction and start issuing bonds to pay for the backlog of road projects. Well, how much do you need to make to be considered middle class in Tennessee? A new report has the figures between $45,000 and $144,000. That comes from Go Banking Rates, which uses data from the latest U.S. Census. They find it takes less to reach middle class status in Tennessee than in most other states. The not-so-fortunate news is that roughly half of Tennesseans do not have enough money to cover their basic needs. This is based on information from a Tennessee-based nonpartisan research center, the Sycamore Institute. They used a formula taking the minimum amount of household needs to afford essentials such as housing, food, childcare, transportation, and health care. The estimated cost of basic needs will vary depending on where you live. The top five most expensive counties are all in Middle Tennessee: Robertson, Rutherford, Trousdale, Williamson, and Wilson. Davidson County ranks 11th. And how many people are in the home also affects the necessary income. It takes $30,000 a year for one adult to get by, $43,000 for two adults, and nearly $75,000 for a household of two adults with two children. Many Tennesseans are feeling the pinch of rising prices. Even some six-figure households report they are struggling to pay for basics like utilities and health care. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station 90.3 WPLN News.